So she puts me in the box and puts the lid on top for me to go in there privately.
What's in the box?
My pissing child. Could you give us five?
Could you give us? You can look at Donkey Kong afterwards, okay? Yeah.
So I piss in the box, in the bottle, in the box. Right. And I finish it off and I screw the lid up. And then she, you know, I'm like,
here it is. she closed the lid on top
to give me privacy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because she's a great
just
mother.
Just standing there, pissing in the dark.
I don't want to be bothered.
G-Man. Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Fuck.
Beck, am I in the center of the frame?
If you want to be stick that way.
In the center of the frame.
Oh, churn.
Is that good?
Do it again.
Just don't go too far.
I'm in the center
way.
Of the. In
once
the
I'm
center
positioned,
of the,
don't really move.
In the center of the.
In the center of the frame. I go walking down the street.
In the center of the.
Wait.
In the center of the.
In the center of the.
In the center of the.
In the center of the
frame.
In the center of the.
Ooh, G-Matt.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome to episode 174 of the G-Matt podcast.
Hello.
It's G-Matt here. Last week on episode 173, I made an error. An error that needs to be rectified.
Oh, no.
Juice from the Discord submitted an intro, which in my defense was just audio from my stream. But nonetheless, I made a mistake.
It's hard.
So whilst trimming down this long ass intro of me making the occasional noise whilst choking on a sour lolly on stream, I forgot the source of the intro.
Sorry, oh,
Juice.
No.
Sorry, Juice.
Juice. And during episode 173, whether from muscle memory or just plain ignorance, I did not credit Juice for that intro. I did credit myself. This is a dark day in podcast history.
What accent is that?
No idea.
When a man puts forth an intro and has his credits, nay, valor stolen. Well, that is a day I never thought I would be a part of. Yet here I am.
It's hard to be a part
South African Irish.
The instigator and perpetrator. I'd like to issue a formal apology to Juice and his family.
Fuck on, make on.
And anyone else who I have inadvertently hurt or broken with this act of unspeakable foolishness. We will rise from this mistake. We will improve. Thank you. And good night.
Good night.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Go pick up some merch. There's some great hoodies there. That intro is brought to you by me. Last week was brought to you by Linky. I apologize. Juice.
Oh,
brought
my
to
God.
Juice.
Oh, the whole bananas. Thing was about it was Juice.
Juice. I'm so, well, he's like, his name used to be Linky. If you want to submit an intro to the podcast, please send
credit.
It to contact@TheRealGMAT.tv or submit it in the Discord or send it to me in the mail. You could write a letter and attach a USB and
that
put it in there.
That would be
odd. That'd be lovely. Yeah, cut the music! Cut the music. Thank you. My name is Matt. G-Matt. I'm the host of the G-Matt podcast. I'm joined, like every week. Let's go in a different order here. Across from me, Ben J.
Thank you so much.
Right next to me, Aiden Jonathan.
Hi!
And producing and holding the thing together, it's Becky J.
Thank you so much.
On the board. How's everyone feeling today?
I feel good.
Full of bread. Well, not me.
Oh, yes, we need to give credit where credit's due. Aiden brought bread. He brought pita. And
last week, I was put on the spot. I was told that I had been promising with empty threats. That doesn't make any sense. And today, I swear to God,
I'll bring fucking pita.
Should we show it? Should I go get it? Is it worth?
There's only two bits.
It looks
left
like bread.
Now.
Have you seen bread?
I'll put a picture up on the
I've
screen.
I've got a
now.
Picture. I sent you that picture of the full.
I'll put that up.
So I made it. I got up early this morning. I was a baker. I was covered in flour at about 9 o'clock. It was all going. I was in my element. I loved it.
Get up.
And it was delicious. I was working on my stuff at 9 o'clock.
Wow, it's like a real baker.
Like a baker.
No, no, like a guy that needed to hit a 3:30 deadline. That's what I was working on.
Makes sense.
I did nothing else today.
It was still warm.
Yes, because I timed it perfectly.
Well done.
Actually, probably could have cooked it a little later.
There was a guy I went to school with who was an apprentice baker while he was at school.
Oh, Jesus.
And I remember him leaving school, like school finished at 3:30, and he's like, I'm going home to sleep. And I'm like, what? Because he would be getting up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to go do his baking shift at Billy's Bakehouse.
So like what, 3 till 7?
Something like that. Yeah, ooh. He made it to school, but like when he came to school, he'd already been awake for an entire day, that like an entire shift.
Unreal.
Yeah, he loved it though. He fucking, I didn't, he was one of, you know when,
is he a baker now?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know those people who do things like,
from young and they just love it.
Well, like from your perspective, you think I wouldn't want to do that. Like, obviously, like I think of like a, I don't know, someone who's a manager at McDonald's. I think personally, I don't want to do that job.
I don't want to ever be
there. I feel like that would drive me crazy. But then you meet someone who does something, and I feel the same way. I wouldn't want to be a baker, but he's like, baking is my life. I love baking. Great. Everything I do, I
that
love
is
bread.
So exciting. I feel excited for him.
I like
he's
people
found his calling.
Who like doing what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You don't meet many.
No.
You don't meet many. But you do meet some.
Just to touch on what we were talking about before, credit where it's due.
It was delicious.
All it took was 6 months of empty promises, 2 weeks of getting roasted by the chat and us. And lo and behold, Peter.
I'll never do it again.
What? Pie's next week.
Pie's next week.
Thank you.
And then,
then the slate is clean.
And then after that, as long as I'm
you know, I was all set for the pies. And then we went into lockdown.
Uh-huh.
I went and got proper little pie dudes, and I even got the fucking the beads to like to, you know how you gotta like thingy bob your pie crust.
I've never made pie.
Well, you make a short crust for the like the bottom, and you've gotta cook it before you put any meat stuff, any filling inside. Otherwise it won't cook properly. So you have to blind bake it by putting it in the thing and just covering it with these rocks, I guess, that get super hot and that cooks the short crust properly. Then you take them out, then you put your filling in, and then you put your puff pastry on top.
So you just lay it out, then you put short crust in oven.
Yeah, put short crust in oven. Absolutely. So what flavor pie would you like? I'm only making one flavor.
I mean, can I just get like, wait, what flavors are meat pie?
Well, do you want just meat pie, or
I'd
do you
love
want like
meat
steak
pie
and mushroom, or steak?
Oh,
and something?
Well, hold on. You're
that's
right.
What I'm asking.
I forget how good pies are.
So you guys are pies. I'm so nervous about the pies though, because you guys are pie connoisseurs, and I'm a novice pieman.
Craft single and tomato sauce flavor, please.
Get away from me.
So I'm not really. I'm not. I wouldn't. I just
mayonnaise.
Like pies.
Do you just know, want like a meat
even
pie?
Even a bad pie, I like. Like I go, right. that was a bad pie.
Last
but
time
it's still
I made
a pie.
Them, I found a recipe online that had a little bit too much red wine in it. And it gave me heartburn.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to use that again.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, do you want just like...
Steak and mushroom is what I would say.
A steak and mushroom?
That's always my go-to.
Ben, would you eat a steak and mushroom pie?
I mean, it's
a
free pie. White wine, thyme, and vinegar, please.
That's kind of what I did last time. Yeah. Ben, it was a red wine situation.
Ben loves a chicken pie. I know that for sure.
Do you love a chicken pie?
I was with him once and I got a chicken pie.
Do you know you can make chicken pitta?
But I remember asking him like, why'd you get a chicken pie? And you're like, I like chicken pies. And that was the end of the conversation. But from that, I took...
You
like chicken pies.
Well, it's because he told you point blank he does. It's not.
You didn't follow up with, do you like them more than other pies?
No, but I just said no, I just said Ben likes a chicken pie.
If I was going to buy a pie, I would never choose a chicken pie.
That's exactly
even
what I was
if
thinking.
I had had four that, well, maybe if I've had that week 6 pies and it's the 7th day, I might choose a chicken.
Well,
but I'd be choosing.
Funnily enough, that was the situation.
Well, is that true?
Yeah.
You had 6 pies in a row, all meat. Yeah. You didn't even spring for a vegetable.
No,
what
chicken.
About I would move off pie by that stage. I'd go to a pasty.
Oh, pasty.
Ooh, I like a pasty. I make a good pasty.
Would you like a small triangle of chalk?
it's just puff pastry with vegetables.
Made disgusting.
Aiden does have strong opinions, and with that theme, I would like to try a new segment if you guys are willing to give it a go. Here we go.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Aiden versus
fuck
Aiden.
Off. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Welcome to Aiden versus Aiden.
Who was saying that?
That was Auntie Donna.
I don't remember saying fuck off so much.
Because it's funny, as he was saying, I was like, I could see that. That seems like handling that.
That's what I was saying. I don't remember, but I must have.
So in this segment, I'm just going to pitch something at you, Aiden.
Okay.
And you're going to just tell me how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. And feel free to chime in, anybody, if you have opinions. But in the spirit of Aiden versus Aiden, I'm going to give you the floor first. All right. So you are working. You're working a shift at JB.
At JB, all right. Okay.
And it's 5 minutes to closing. The store's empty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's 4 minutes to closing. You're past that 5 minute mark.
Yeah.
And somebody comes to the front door.
Yeah.
And walks in, and that you say, "Hey, we're just about to close." And he says, "Oh, I just got to grab just one thing."
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, gentleman?
With 4 minutes to go, fine. Totally fine. And I'll tell you why. Because at work the other day...
This segment's bomb.
No. The other day, there was somebody... I'll put it this way. At 4 minutes to go, I'm like, "Hey, you've got 4 minutes. What can I get you right now?" And they're like, "Oh, I just need this cable." I'm like, "Fine, let's go get the cable. I'm still annoyed at you. Plan your life better. But let's go and I'll get the cable. Here we go. Out and you're in, right? You're gone in 3 seconds."
Yeah.
But the people that come at, 4:59 or 5:29... "I really need a cable. I really need..." It's like, "Sorry, dude, we've got 30 seconds. You can't get to the cable into the register in time. If you're at the register, fine. But I don't think it should be you get into the shop and you have free reign. I'm not keeping the shop open for you." Do you know what I mean?
I absolutely know what you mean.
Yeah, it's not like
when
Bali's.
I used to work in retail.
Yeah.
We would shut bang on 5:30.
Yeah.
I'd have the doors closed at 10 past.
I do shut the thing halfway. Because we've got the roller door. Shut the roller
halfway,
door halfway.
Fucking softy.
So it's like, "Listen to me. You have to bend over to get in this door. And most people won't."
"Whoa, what are you doing to these customers?"
Asking the... Oh, I... No. More of a limbo.
You got to work for it.
They're going the other way. They're going the limbo.
Okay, part two.
Yeah.
It's D&D night.
Mm-hmm.
It's
D&D night tonight.
Oh, that's exciting. You're it setting is. Up and you've got it. You've written it. You've drawn a map for D&D.
Okay.
And you want to put it on a screen so everybody can see it, and you go to set it up and you plug the thing in, you go, "Oh fuck, this HDMI cable's broken."
Uh-huh.
And you're like, "They're coming over in an hour."
What time is it?
It is 4:50. And you rush down, you drive as fast as you can to the nearest JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
You get there, like you said, let's say 4:58, and you know where the cable is. You know you can get in there.
Yeah.
And the person says to you, "Actually, sorry, we close at 5.
I'm going in, 100%. And here's why. I know where the cable is and I know I can make it to the counter in time. I'm telling you, it's all about the counter. You have to get to the counter and pay. I've got Apple Pay, bada bing, bada boom. I can pay for my watch. I don't even need to take my mask off. I'll punch in a passcode. Here's the thing. Bang, let's go."
Unfortunately, the person has said you can't come.
But then I'd
the
ask
store.
For staff price to get the manager down. "Sorry, it's a staff sale." I'd go in. No, and but I, like have,
the person,
I have gone
the
in.
The person has said, "Sorry, you can't."
You were with me one time when we did that. We went a long time ago to a JB Hi-Fi. I wasn't working there at the time. It was the JB Hi-Fi near, doesn't matter. And the guy closed the thing and I was like, "Dude, it's like 4:58 and we just want a PlayStation game, right? I'm going in there, I know exactly what I want." And you were like, "It's right, it's closed." And I was like, "This is fucking ridiculous."
I can't make you sound like the fucking idiot. The situation, "Oh, it's all right. They shut the store because it's time for them to shut the store. We're past the
actually,
shutting time."
Speaking of my impression makes you sound like an idiot. I went back
Clay,
and-
Clay, it makes me sound like Clay.
No, it doesn't. I went back and
that's
watched-
That's what I say.
I went back and watched the podcast. Only my bits, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
No, I just wanted to hear the impression. And the impression was nowhere near as clay as you make me sound like you sound.
I just say.
I wrote down in my notes and I say, "My impression was not that bad, by the way," in capitals, because it really wasn't that bad.
If you put it in capitals, it means it mustn't have been that bad.
Well, I apologize if that's the case.
Oh, it's okay, I didn't shut the store. Yeah. We need to leave. We'll get a HDMI cable somewhere else.
Yeah, but no, in that
I don't remember that. I don't remember that interaction, but I could see myself
clearly, you're like, "Forget about it." And I was like, "This is fucked. They're not closed. Legally, you should let us in."
Was I working at the-
Going to the ombudsman.
Was I work-
I've had that thrown away.
Was I working at the reject shop at the time?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so like I feel like I would have been like, if I was working, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and 100%.
Was I there at the time? Because as soon as I left that store, retail people became my slaves again.
They are 100%. Trash.
They didn't work hard enough. They don't deserve my pity.
Yeah, 100%. I see how I sound like a hypocrite, but I'm going in and you're not coming in, if that makes any sense.
I love it. That's almost exactly how I wanted it to go. I'm really glad. It's worked once. So now if it changes in the future, it's fine. It worked once. The bit worked once. We can move forward happily and
I think proudly. About now the escalator thing all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm constantly annoyed at me and everyone else now. I can't get on an escalator without you popping into my brain, which is very upsetting.
And then, so what? You think, oh, how fucking dare I?
So the other day, I was at work and I was going to get sushi and I was coming back and half an hour.
Sushi.
It's the only thing that I'll eat at the
super. Very fussy.
No, because otherwise it's like KFC or a shitty sandwich. And I don't want KFC on my break because one, I will, you know, shit my pants. And two, I'll want to go to sleep. So sushi is just shit, you know.
Turn on a lie down.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's that man sleeping on the escalator?
Aiden and I were rehearsing for a show.
I was doing a whole bit. I was doing my, like, this little chunk of my own bit.
I was sleepy as well. And I was staring at him. And then he said, I couldn't hear anything because I was thinking about Zinger Snacker Boxes.
I was doing a scene. Right, and I was like, oh. And last night I kept beating myself. I was like, this is not good enough. This is shit. And I turned to Matt and I was like, God, that wasn't that garbage. And he was like, what? I was like, were you not paying? You were looking at me the whole time. He's like, I was thinking about the Colonel.
That's our entire relationship.
I was like, the Colonel who?
I'm
Colonel
2 days Mustard? Away from cheat day. I'm going
two
through.
Days away.
I'm going through what? Exactly. Every single day I've said to Beck, I've gone,
T minus.
Two more days.
Four
one
more days
day.
To cheat day.
Four more days to cheat day. I know great. What I'm going to get. I know what I'm going to make.
What are you getting? What are you making?
I'm going to get up early.
The one day of the week you get up early is fucking cheat
because,
day.
Because, see, Ben put this thing on my head because we were talking about cheat days and you were like, why don't you...
I accepted it.
You've done it, have you?
You were like, why don't you do a cheat day? And I said, well, I'm thinking about doing that because it makes dieting
so
sustainable. Yeah, because you know you got a thing. And I was like, is that okay? Like a cheat meal or something like
I'm
that?
I'm also a dietitian. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize.
And he's like, no, you can do a cheat day. Why don't you just put it into a day so that you know that day you can eat sort of whatever you want during the day or try it in a fasting period of like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, so from that, what he meant was like, you know,
have
breakfast and then maybe something yummy for lunch and then a big
That's
dinner.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, every meal needs to count.
Yeah, from 8 hours. Every I've got eight hour hours to eat as many calories as possible.
100%. So I'm going to get
reps.
All I know is I'm going to get KFC for lunch because I want KFC.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have pasta for dinner because I really want some, I want like,
I think I'll get KFC
carbonara or something. I
Imagine
really.
If you put this much planning into your exercise.
I'm going to do reps. I'm going to do weights. I'm going to do push-ups.
So I'm excited. So you were saying
20 minutes of Colonel.
You were saying
straight into an hour-long session of M&Ms.
Well, I think I'm going to get Top Deck chocolate to have in the evening. Because
Top Deck? You're going to get Breakaway, man. You're going to try Breakaway.
I've been really thinking about Top Deck a lot. Wow. Don't know what it is. It's just on my brain. And what I've got to follow that, you know, I've got to follow that scent. I've got to go for it. Or else I'm going to regret my cheat day. And I don't want to do that because I regretted my last cheat day.
Will you regret your last cheat day? Because of the consequences it has on you in the toilet? Or is it because you choose the right
stuff?
I thought you were happy with your cheat day last time.
I mean, it was a cheat day.
He could have packed it a little bit tighter though.
What did you... You weren't happy with your burrito and your fries.
Exactly. See how much I talk about it. Knows exactly.
The fries were slightly overcooked.
I was happy with my burrito and my fries.
Fries weren't a different color. They were a different
color. They were burnt so bad they were a different color.
And what... They were
imagine
a
driving around the drive-thru like, going back and we're like, I'm sorry. Normally I wouldn't complain, but this, you don't understand how important this
eyebrows,
is to me.
This is the day.
The eyebrows are my favorite. Like, no, Ben, they were a different color.
That these fries are like your child's Christmas, but like that it's all their Christmases. That's what's sort of going on for me at the moment.
Yeah,
like, I don't like to complain and normally I wouldn't, but
sorry,
if this doesn't work out,
it's
over.
Day, so you're going to have to cook these fries better.
If you don't understand, it's going to be 15 minutes before meal.
I would be, and at cheat days, like it would be like, excuse me,
there's salsas, right?
And it'd be like the fries have been, they'd be like, sorry, we can't return. I'd be like, you fucking Jesus! Like I'm on the
What was wrong with the burrito?
Just take the fries and put them back. Get me the new fries. Get me the new fries. I'm doing this for you because if I don't get the new fries, I can't be held accountable for what I might do.
Close my eyes, and when I open them, I want a new fries, the right color in front of me.
Also, they forgot the chipotle mayo, which is my favorite bit. You know, I like that.
So it's just the chips that ruined the whole day.
I mean, the burrito wasn't particularly good either, but like the chips and not having the dip was so bad.
If these chips aren't right, then what has this week been for?
And because that was my biggest...
Oh, now I've only got a Zinger Stacker Box to look forward to. I mean, Jesus Christ.
This is really going to ruin the tone for the next 4 meals.
Breakfast
that was my
on
biggest...
Your cheat
that was
day.
I was up late, so I didn't have breakfast.
So now you're going to get up early so you can get...
Exactly. I think I might get Mackey's breakfast.
Can I just ask you, this is an expensive day of eating.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Okay.
Look, they won't all be like this, but this one I'm really looking forward to because the last one was so
bad. So Mac is brekkie. So you look at, okay, so you're eating out every meal.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No, except for pasta. I'm going to make pasta because I've been thinking about making pasta. I was walking through the pasta
from scratch? Aisle,
like, no, just, oh. just
get some hard.
Shit. Flour and egg. I don't care. I just want to eat some
good,
pasta.
So good, so good.
Cheese. That's what I want. That's
I'm
what
not
I'm going to do.
I'm making you pasta. I'm putting my foot down.
You couldn't.
Yes, Beck.
Son of a
what
bitch.
About that time?
Yes, look up, lady.
What about that time you ate the exact same meal three times in a row?
Yes.
What was that? Please tell me.
So, because I was looking for like a
Was this recently?
Because it's been a busy week, so I've been trying to find a takeout option that is low calorie. So yeah. I was able to find at Grilled. There's a burger and a small sweet potato fries. That all ends up equaling about 950 calories or something. And I have 1600 and something to spend across the whole day. So I like on those days when it's busy, I've missed breakfast. I'm like, I'm just going to have this. And then I have, I've got like a chicken sandwich or some soup or something for dinner. And then I did that one day and I was so full and I had like a small dinner and I felt good. And the next 2 days in a row, I did the exact same thing. Got the burgers and yeah.
I think you did it twice in one day actually.
You
know? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were like, Whoa. You had it for lunch and then you came in like with your tail between your legs and you're like, Beck, I think I'm going to have to get that exact same thing again today.
Beck, shut up. But I was like, so I'm going to go 200 over my calories today. But it was all right. It was good. It's well worth it. Well fucking worth
Sounds
it.
Sounds it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, I want fast food.
Speaking of food.
Yes.
Aiden and I had a date the other night.
We did.
Or the other day.
We did.
We planned to go to the pub and kick it at the pub. And we had possibly the worst, that whole day.
It was subpar.
It's hard for it to be, I had a great time hanging out.
I mean, I had a great time hanging out, but the venues.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I started fun.
Bowling was fun, but like you want strike and the pub was good, but you know what I mean?
I still had
a great
time.
The company was fantastic.
And it was like, it was such a weird day.
Shut up.
Where there's no like.
Get the wedge out from between us.
There's so many weird things that happened that it's hard to tell like a linear story.
Yeah, it was odd.
For this, but just so like. The meal, like I had the most dog shit steak I've ever eaten. And I haven't stopped shitting since the steak. Every meal I eat, I think I had like E. coli or something because every meal I eat turns straight into diarrhea.
It's definitely E. coli.
Like, something, you know, like I go, whatever fucking comes in bad meat. When I turned it to you, I was like, is that medium rare? And you were like, fucking hell, that's blue.
I was like, it's rare.
It was
rare. I had some, didn't get E. coli, which is good.
You had a bite.
I had a sizable bite.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I had...
It was I didn't get E. coli. Does it say Matt didn't get E. coli?
Lots of diarrhea. I got something, some buggy.
Maybe
something.
You got diarrhea.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know how most people, see, this is the thing with us. Most people don't do sloppy shit all the time. So when they get it, you're like, oh, I have diarrhea. I have diarrhea is the problem.
Yeah.
It's not something, it's diarrhea. I have diarrhea.
But diarrhea isn't.
You have dysentery.
Diarrhea isn't a disease, it's a symptom.
Yeah, like but if you go to the doctor, I've been to the doctor be like, when I was a kid, I've got diarrhea. And he's like, yeah, you probably just, I don't know, you've got a stomach bug. You have diarrhea.
Yeah, well, some sort of stomach thing. That's what I'm getting at. I feel like the meat gave it to me. Yeah, because everything's, it's been nonstop.
Right. It was terrible. It was terrible food. I had a terrible schnitzel. It was very, very bad.
There was a hobbly lady there.
I was unhappy with the whole thing. The beer was cold. That was good.
When he got there, I was ripped by the time he showed up.
Yeah, he's like, you're gonna have to drive me home.
I'm like, I haven't eaten anything, and I've had one beer. I haven't drank in you know however long, and I haven't eaten anything today. And I had one beer, and I was like, I'm fucked.
A schooner, by the way, it wasn't a pint or anything. It was a schooner. He's like, you need to drive me.
and then we were facing like this giant television. But Aiden was, I was on the other side of the table.
It was so humongous.
And Aiden just kept changing color, and it was like distressing me.
Like the horse in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
How dare you. And like everyone, like it felt like I was giving a presentation because everybody in the room was facing me because I was facing the wrong way. And they're all looking at the television. I'm just trying to eat
you know
my shit
what?
Steak.
It was, there was a lot of old people there. It was, we were the youngest by about 50 years.
Mm. Wow.
It was crazy.
It was an RSL.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't. It was just a pub, but like we should have chosen a different pub.
I wanted to try it out because they're open till 5 o'clock in the morning every other day. And I was like, that'd be cool to be able to
good
just.
For cheat day. You could really.
I meant like to go have a drink. To be like, just to go down there and be like, we could be there all night if we wanted. Like just a place that's open late for drinking.
Yeah.
And they're close by. But it was bad. The lady, I went to the reception to order our food. And I said, with volume, I was like, can we get a chicken schnitzel and a steak, medium rare? And she was like, why? She's, you're going to need to pull your mask down. And she had a mask on. And I was like,
so annoying.
Speaking into her fucking face with, I was like, what's the point of
he came mask? Back and he goes, I'm an actor. I was talking with, I was projecting and she couldn't hear me.
By like, the way, it wasn't loud. The only thing that you could hear was the dinging of the fucking pokies across the room.
Ooh, pokies. He sat halfway through. He's like, this steak's shit. Then he looks up and he's, oh, look at the pokies. look how alluring the pokies are. And I was like, nothing about that is at all alluring at all. He's like, oh, look at the color. They're all colorful. I was like, nah.
That one's pirate themed.
Yeah, you're going to get out of here.
Do they really call to you?
Yeah, yeah.
He was
facing the pokies.
He looks depressing.
They were full of old people.
Very sad people.
All of the old grannies in nappies.
But you see them, you're like, my people.
Well, I don't want to be there.
He's like, I'm not
there. At 2:30 on a Sunday. I just am there at 2:30 on Sunday. I'm like, might as well chuck $20 into pokies. You know?
Right, that didn't go specific. You didn't go specifically for the pokies.
No, I went specifically for the company.
Then
the
we went
steak.
Bowling and I slapped Matt. For 6 slides, and then he ruined me for the last 3-4. Shit.
Yeah, better by like 40 points.
Damn. Oh, really? 40 fucking points? Kill me. He got a strike on the last
points?
One.
Is that what it is? 40 points? 40,
40
pins?
Pins?
Pins, probably goals. Is the way they say it. 40 goals, I bet him. Yeah, it was good. The kid, Aiden, went to the bathroom and like, do you want to drink? Because I'm getting water. He's like, yeah, just give me like a Diet Coke or something. And it went up and they had Pepsi Max. And I said to the kid, can I get water and Pepsi Max? And he went to the fridge and sort of got a bit like panicky and he's turning them around. And he goes, sorry, we've only got no sugar. And he gave it to me. And I was like, what am I fucking? I'm like, Pepsi Max is no sugar. I'm like, they're all no sugar. He's like, sorry, Mr. Fat Fuck Fatty Fuck. I've got you. There's only no sugar in this one, you fatty.
Does he think Pepsi Max is the maximum amount of sugar?
Yeah.
There was one like that was they used to serve at university.
Pepsi Ultra.
No, it was like in a can and it was like double the Pepsi. Do you guys ever had that? It was the best Pepsi I've ever had in my life.
I'm not joking.
It was like a hard can. Like the can wasn't like shitty thin aluminium. It was like, it had like a texture to it and you had to really, it was like an iron can. It was amazing.
Wasn't it extra caffeine, not extra sugar?
I have no idea, but it was the best Pepsi I've ever had.
Pretty bloody good.
Probably more sugar.
Yeah, I imagine it was more sugar. It was real good.
Also, the lady when we got there, she was like, hello and welcome
to
Strike Bowl.
Step right up.
Pull it back a little bit. It's Sunday. I just had a beer. Fucking
stop it.
Ease up.
Matt was walking literally sideways.
And then we went shopping and we walked around.
We went shopping for 2 seconds and we went into the JB Hi-Fi at this particular establishment. And of course, because, you know, I forgot what they stocked.
Did you give it a critique?
No, well, I did say this one.
Over,
this
yeah,
one,
this should be over
no,
there.
This I did ridiculous. Say this looks like the most depressing JB Hi-Fi in the world because it was a Sunday and there were like 6 people in there. And then there was a salesperson that was like, had to stop with his customer and was like in such unbelievable pain for his ankles. He was kind of like, I'm sorry. Like
worse than that. He was like, he made like an agony face.
It was his so ankles, uncomfortable to
his
see.
His ankles were swollen. It was blood clots for sure. That guy was like, his ankles were swollen.
Talking about blood clots. He's like, thank God I got the standing desk because I'm not going to get blood clots standing up. I'm doing both of them in absolute perfect harmony.
In harmony. That's
I was like, you're not, you yeah. haven't been sitting or standing up for 30 years like that old fucking loser.
Oh, it was
the
good.
Doctor says that the only thing that can cure is heightening my commission levels. My KPIs are so low at the moment. I don't know. I'm probably not going to see the shift out.
She was so uncomfortable. She was just standing there like,
it's like, what do you want me to do? And he had her things as well. He was like, he was doing a
plastic. Sony. That's Sony Bravia. Quick, buy it.
The OLED.
It's the only way.
The OLED. The OLED. Yeah, Hundo.
He wouldn't go with me to Toy World either. He didn't want to, wasn't interested in going into
I
Toy
wanted
World.
To go to Games World, but there's no Games World.
There's too many worlds.
And he was like, we were walking towards it and we weren't, it was, I thought we were doing a loop. And we're going towards it. And he took one step further than I was comfortable going towards Toy World filled with small children on a Sunday. Mm. I was like, I'm not going to Toy World. He's like, oh, why not? I wanted to buy something dumb. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking going to Toy World.
You were talking about Nerf guns and stuff before.
No, I noticed the Nerf gun. I said, did you ever have a Nerf gun? And then I bought 2 or 3 Nerf guns, which is cool. Yeah, bang.
Here's the thing. Games World is a bit shit.
So shit, but I will always buy a board game because I really like them.
Every time you go in there.
Most of the times.
Like a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I like the one at where I work. I'll go up to the desk and be like, hey.
Catcher in the Rye.
These are the ones that I've got. Give me a recommendation. And And they'll be like, here's one. It's $4.
Have you heard of Monopoly? This is sort of real estate game.
I do like Monopoly.
Okay. Risk.
I like long. I can go a long board game.
Trouble.
Trouble's good. At that JB Hi-Fi we went to, there was a whole wall of Monopolies.
There was a Rick and Morty one.
A whole wall of every brand of Monopoly that you could fucking.
Can we stop saying Monopoly?
Every brand of Monopoly that you could see, there was Rick and Morty and Simpsons. It was along the entire wall. It was like that's so many Monopolies. I don't need
JB's
that.
Just got board games for Christmas, so they have heaps of different ones.
Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't have musical instruments anymore.
Gone.
I wrote something down where you said Toy Word because I remembered. This is a story.
Oh, but God, what have I done?
When I was a kid.
Oh, gather around, everyone.
Everyone, listen. When I was a young boy, there's a place. I don't know if this was a across Australia thing. There was a place called Oakey's Toy World. Do you have that?
Nope.
No, it might have just been Australia. So there's a big factory called Oakey's Toy World. There's a dog on the front. His name is Oakey. And you went in there. And you go in Oakey's Toy World. And it was a factory. So it was all these, like just every toy you had. But I think they were, like, damaged and that sort of stuff. So that's why their parents would always take us to Oakey's Toy World.
Oh, your Barbie has two legs?
What the fuck?
And I remember going to Oakey's Toy World, and I would have been like 4 or 5, and I'm looking around, and I was getting so excited, and I was doing that dance, like pulling my pants, being like, and Mum's like, you have to go to the bathroom, don't you? I was like, yeah, dude. And there's no toilet at Oakey's Toy World.
Of course,
there is. It just doesn't flush.
It's just broken.
And I'm like, Mum, I've really got to go. And she's like, oh, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah,
there's nothing we could. There's like, just simply
we
no
are
way.
At Oakey's Toy World. Oakey's we Toy will World. Be here for some time, Matthew.
Oakey doesn't give pass outs. There's
God's
no stamps.
Sake.
We're in, and that's
you,
it.
Do you need to piss, Matt? We're not going outside to the bushes. I swear to God, we're not going outside to the bushes.
The thing about Oakey's Toy World is it was a drive out of Shep, and it was like a factory in the middle of a plane. Like, there was nothing else there. It was
just in the
weird
plane.
It's a Black Mirror episode.
But it was like, it was go time. And so Mum
was go time.
Mum,
like, piss go time or Toy World go
She's
time?
Like, you go in this bottle. And I'm like, we're in the bed everywhere. Like there's people around that sort of stuff.
Oh my God, you didn't even walk out of Oakey's Toy World?
So she picked me up.
Where'd she get the bottle? She's yoinking off a Super Soaker?
She took it out of her handbag.
It didn't attach quite well.
You know,
well.
Sometimes you have a water bottle in your hand, you finish drinking it and you carry it around.
I've only got your brother's piss bottles. You're going to have to go in one of theirs.
I think that was probably her thought. She was like, oh, here you go. Like, that's how our brain works.
Drink the rest of the milk out of it.
She picks me up.
Fill it up.
She picks me up. Oh, fucking hell. And puts me in this giant box that's as tall as I am. That obviously had some toys in it.
Right.
Oakey's piss box.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Oakey's piss box. Fuck you.
That's the name of the podcast, baby.
And so she puts me in the box and puts the lid on top for me to go in there privately.
What's in the box? My pissing child. Could you give us 5?
Could you give us... you can look at Donkey Kong afterwards, okay? Yeah.
So I piss in the box, in the bottle, in the box. And right. I finish it off and I screw the lid up. And then she, you know, I'm like...
Here it is. she closed the lid on top.
She put the lid on top to give me privacy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because she's a great
just
mother.
Just standing there pissing in the dark.
And that so she, you know, we do it and then we go and then it's a half an hour drive back to wherever we are and I'm good. But
what was going through your head? Just standing in the box with the distant music of Oakey's.
Trying to figure out which Oakey's Toy World toy he wanted.
Where is the edge of the solo bottle?
Was it dark?
Yeah, and the story, I remember telling Mum that story and then she told the story from her perspective, which was, she goes, and I picked you up and I put you in the box and I put the lid on so you have some privacy. And she stood there for a couple of seconds and then, in her words, the bottom of the box just started leaking piss out of the bottom. So I remember pissing into the bottle, but in the dark, I was clearly just pissing against the wall of the...
I assume this is going in?
Yeah.
My hands are getting warm. It must be.
And then she picked me up and I was like, then it was a rush to get out. You know, before it was like, we have to get these presents for blah, blah, blah for their birthday. But then the second I pissed in a box, well, now it's time
you
to go,
You pissed
Mum.
In a box on so many toys.
No, no, the box is empty. That was why she put me like it was just an empty box.
In my mind, you were just sort of standing half the bunch on of stuff like just a mound of toys.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. Yes, you can look in a moment.
Good
That's
mom.
Crazy.
It's, you know, it's, you do what you can do.
I've wet myself a couple of times as a child. I remember in jeans. I remember very specifically wetting myself in Maya in jeans at a particular shopping center near where I grew up. And it was like, we were, you know, because I have two sisters, we were never at the cool, either the boys' clothes, never. We were at the ladies' clothes. My older sister and my mother were looking at clothes. And I'm like, oh, fucking hell.
You thought I'll show them.
No, it's just kind of like, it's just kind of like, I just remember pissing myself in like the, like in like the pantyhose section. You know what I mean? Like they're walking through. I'm like, pissed my pants. Like, we have to go home now.
You guys can buy stuff if you want. This whole joint smells like piss to me.
What's the weirdest place you've pissed yourself, Ben?
Probably Aiden's pants.
Yeah. You pissed yourself in my pants?
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
I did a poop once in the woods and I did it over a log and I sat backwards on the log because I was like, I wanted to have that toilet position. So I like sat on the log and put myself back a little bit so my ass was hanging over the log and I pooped and a lizard crawled up into my cheeks and I felt something get me and then I just went, stood up like that and I caught the lizard in between my butt cheeks when I stood up.
What?
It ran.
This is a dream.
No, it ran into my crack. I stood up, I caught the lizard, and then I was like, something like it's moving, and then I pulled out and I like threw this little drop tail lizard out of my butt. And I've never told anybody.
It was a tapeworm.
I love when you finish stories like that. And I've never told anybody that.
It's just one of those things because that weekend was the same. Like, you guys remember the story where I went into the bathroom. I've told it on the podcast. I went into the bathroom and I sat in the bucket.
The holes that you and the, shat in.
Why do you shit so much? Yeah, that's true. Why do you shit in the wild
because
so
we were
often?
We were camping.
Camping.
And so, and
I wasn't it just recently that he said he was the king of camping? I feel like if we were stranded on a desert island,
shitting in holes.
I'm just going to fall into shit booby traps.
But if you need someone
and
to
if we're hungry,
lizard,
I'll squat down and traps. Shit and food will crawl into my ass.
I've still got the lizard.
So that was that same camping trip. So I,
that's not the same camping trip that lady fell into her own shit and slid
that
down.
That was my mother. That was.
Oh, that was your mother?
Yeah.
I thought it was your girlfriend's mother.
She didn't fall into shit. No. I think you're getting those two stories because my girlfriend's mum had diarrhea.
Yeah. Didn't you shit on someone and then someone shat on you and locked you in a room or something?
No. Oh. Again, more stories getting mixed up.
You had a lot of other people shit on you.
And that story had nothing to do with shit. Those are three different stories all combined into one.
There's just so many shit stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom you're missing up diarrhea and shit stories. There's a couple of different ones you're mixing together.
My mum didn't shit. She was on the edge of a hill with her sister, my auntie.
Right.
And they were drunk and squatted to piss down
pissed.
The hill.
That's right.
And they got, ha ha, and then my mum rolls backwards. And all I saw was ass until right. She hits the bottom and she's gone, I fell. You know how these. You know
like
how it goes.
You should tell us after we've seen you fucking fall down the hill.
How many people can say that they've like just seen their mum's ass flash like three times in 1 second? Like
my mum probably a lot.
Sonic the Hedgehog. No, but you saying that about your own mum, and then I saw my mum's ass a bunch.
Yeah.
And then the hill.
I don't know. It's
crazy. It's
bonding
crazy.
Experience.
You remember?
Well, yeah.
Last week, where you asked us if we would give up sleep.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that yesterday because I was sitting outside and I was in the sun and I thought I would give up sleep if I had to like recharge in the moon or in the sun. Do you know what I mean?
Like a crystal on a windowsill.
How long
like
do you have to recharge?
Like for 20 minutes.
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
Because it's like, all right. And the problem is then you can choose. I think you can like adapt. It could be the sun. It could be the moon. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
How long does your battery last?
The rest of the time.
Okay, so you get a whole day and then you have to recharge for 20
minutes. You get like 23 hours and 15 minutes a day of not having to rest. Okay. And you've got 15 minutes or 20 minutes to recharge in the sun. Don't you think? Like, kind of like Superman a bit.
Do you have to lie or can you just go for a walk
in
the sun?
Or
if you're driving, are you recharging?
No, you have to bask.
Okay.
You have to be basking in the moonlight or in the sun.
What?
Like a Tesla.
Yeah, you got to sit there. You can't be doing stuff.
I didn't hear what he said, Tesla. Yeah,
you got to bask. Because I was basking. I don't often bask in the sun.
I think people should do more basking and more frolicking. I think we would all be happier if we did
that. I was so happy basking. But I was making lunch yesterday. Uh-huh. I went shopping and I found, you ever heard of Chicken Maryland? I don't know why it's called Chicken Maryland. It's just a chicken leg, but it's got the thigh attached. So it's the whole... Right, okay, and they sell that. It's called Chicken Maryland.
People
for some
do that
reason.
A lot with chicken. They do some minor change to regular old chicken, like Chicken Kiev. Just like, we'll put garlic in it and crumb it. It's
that's
like,
right.
Why are you naming it after a city? Because you put shit on the outside.
That's right, 100%. 100%. Like Steak Diane. Don't know what that is, but Diane Madden, obviously. But anyway, I got
from
Chicken
City
Maryland.
Of Diane. That's what they do. Like Maryland is the place.
Right, where the first Kiev butcher is thought,
the city.
Right.
I Steak Diane is from Diane.
I have a theory about that, which is that everything with a name like that is just old food no one eats anymore. Cherry's Jubilee.
Yes.
Lobster Thermidor.
Yes.
Weird things we like. It doesn't even sound like food anymore.
Yeah, yeah, Thermidor. Yeah. A peach cobbler.
I've looked it up.
Yeah. Chicken look Maryland. Up, lady.
In Australia, the term chicken Maryland simply refers to a butcher's cut for a whole leg consisting of the thigh and drumstick.
That's so exactly
it doesn't even,
it.
Not even about what's on it.
It's yeah. not even about Maryland.
Can you look up, lady, is there any more research you can do to be why it's called a
what's the etymology Maryland? Of it, Beck?
Look up, lady.
But yeah, so I bought that and I had it in the oven. And do you know what? I put it in the oven and I also put potatoes in with it at the same time, which was a rookie maneuver. Because I got them out and the potatoes were super raw and the chicken was perfectly cooked because it's only a thigh. Because if it was a whole chicken, it would take time, but it was only just a leg. So I was sitting there annoyed that I hadn't... I was waiting for it to cook and I was basking in the sun and I took some moment to bask in the sun. And then I ate it and I was thoroughly unimpressed with myself. So unimpressed that I got up early
nice
to make
bask,
pizza.
And, such a disappointing meal.
And I ate the meal in the sun. And by that stage, I'd been basking in the sun. And it wasn't cold. It wasn't hot. It was like 21 degrees or so yesterday. Mm. But like directly in the sun, I was getting hot.
I believe it was 24 when
I
checked.
Is that true? Yeah. Okay, so that will make sense why it was a little bit more hot. Because by the time I was eating the chicken, I was like annoyed and sweaty. I was annoyed at myself because the chicken was shit. And then I was eating the chicken. And do you ever get that feel? Like chicken legs are not good.
I don't like chicken legs.
Chicken thigh?
I'm going to say it. I'm
every
brave
day.
Enough.
Chicken legs are shit ass. Because you know that bit, if you have the whole leg, picture a chicken Maryland, everyone.
I've right? got it. I see it.
You're holding it by this bone and you're holding it by like the drumstick bone, right? So thigh bone, drumstick bone. You eat, this bit's the best bit, right? The bit, like if you're going like that way, that little bit in here, the thigh, that's the best part. Oh, right? It's nice and juicy and tender. But if you're eating the curve bit, that's shit and all stringy.
You mean the drumstick is the good bit? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean the thigh is the good bit.
I think you're saying the drumstick is the bad bit.
The drumstick's the bad bit.
No. Yeah, it is very like it's dark meat. It's chewy.
The thigh is dark meat.
I think the room's literally split.
But
in
if
half.
You hold it, you feel like a medieval wench.
That's right, but they're small. If you had like a turkey leg, maybe, but like a chicken leg, shit.
Like a malnourished wench.
Yes, like a malnourished wench.
If you go into like if you're getting a bachelor's handbag chook from Woolies and taking that leg off, it's shit. Just
it's
a little
shit.
Bitter.
It's always bit I like. Do you know why? Because they're always a bit dry. And same with the breast. They're always a bit dry because to cook the thigh of a roast chicken, you've got to fucking thermonuke the breast and the leg because they're on the outside.
You need a wet breast.
So they're always, you need wet breast, which I've recently been able to cook as well, wet breast. It involves pan and oven.
I love any food that comes with its own handle. That for me is an A+.
Such a big.
What's another option? Oh my God. What's another thing other than that?
That's like, the only one I can
like
think
a candy apple.
Yeah. Well, that's not a naturally occurring handle, I guess.
That's a good point.
Turkey fucking blows.
I fucking hate turkey.
I've never
turkey
had roast
is the
turkey.
Shittest meat.
Shit. And so whenever, dry.
And people, that's the reason people go, oh, it's Christmas, we'll cook up turkey. I'm like, if it was good, we'd cook it every other day. Cook pork, mum. And she does. Like, get that fucking turkey out of here. Also, they're just a shit animal in general. What the fuck are you?
Yeah,
you're, like, you're like someone tried to make a chicken and fucked it up.
So Rick and Morty tried to clone a chicken.
Yeah.
And someone sneezed at the same time. And that's what you killed me. They're gross.
Chickens.
I didn't realize until recently that, I guess I did realize, but I hadn't thought about it, that everybody's Christmases are different.
You realized, but you didn't think about it. But you had noticed it.
What?
You realized, but you hadn't thought about it. But you had noticed.
What I mean
but
to
you
say.
Hadn't really considered.
What I mean to say, Ben.
Yes.
Is that I guess I was aware of it, but didn't give a shit until it impacted me recently.
At the start of the podcast, I knew Ben was tired. Ben's had a big day, a big yesterday. So I was like, I'm going to have to like overcompensate a little bit and talk a lot. And I saw it for a second there. I was like, oh, he's fading. And he was just thinking about how much he hates turkey.
Turkey fucking blows.
So you'd realize Christmas.
Christmas is different for so many people. And my Christmas, I don't know if we've talked about this before. I don't think so. That my Christmas is mostly seafood based. My Christmas lunch is like prawns and octopus and some fish and some oysters and things like that. And a lot of people have like the classic English it's winter Christmas food, which is odd to me. There's a roast ham.
My mum will definitely get prawns. She loves prawns no matter what. But winter food.
Really?
Roast, crackling.
Seems odd.
Everything she can get.
There's not much roast thing. It's like beans and light food because it's summer.
Like yours makes sense for where it,
I mean, it does make sense, I guess. But
I still would like. I still would like a roast more than I would like seafood. But I'm not a big fan of seafood.
There's a roast ham.
Yeah.
Which is the only time I'll have. I love Christmas ham. Mm. I hate ham. Like, you know, I'll have, you know, 350 grams of the Virginian sliced ham, please. I hate that.
Yeah,
it's so gross.
Ham.
It's gross. It's always slimy. And especially now from Woolworths, don't know if you've noticed, they're giving you weird thin bags if you buy things from the deli. They're making things slimy.
I thought they were
always on that. Yeah, but it's different. They're different bags now, and they're slimier.
Think about it.
Different bags.
No, truly, they're different, and they're slimier.
And if you say otherwise, we'll kill you. Death.
No, you can say otherwise. I don't
say otherwise.
You.
Say otherwise. See what happens.
Do it.
Say otherwise.
I'm giving you permission.
No problem.
No, go seriously. So anyway, that was Christmas.
That was
We're gonna get to wear Christmas. Do you have a Christmas jumper?
Yeah.
Do you have a Christmas jumper?
Oh, big time.
We're gonna wear them.
You don't have a Christmas jumper.
No, I always borrow yours.
Yeah, you have my Christmas jumper.
I had yours for a whole year, from Christmas till Christmas, and then I gave it back to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's in my drawer now. I have one drawer. It's my Christmas drawer.
Sick.
Wow, I've never heard you say that.
We're getting to the end of the podcast here.
Oh yeah.
I want to share something with you guys.
Oh yeah.
But the unfortunate thing about this is it's bad.
Matt, don't do a bad share.
No, it's just like just it's a thing. Bad it's share. A thing that I heard. I was playing this horror game, and the whole point of the horror game is you listen to ghost stories as part of the plot. You listen to someone tell a ghost story, and I heard possibly what is the shittest ghost story I've ever heard in my life.
Are you going to tell us the ghost
and
story?
And I want to tell you guys, and it's not going to be a big fucking climactic ending where everyone laughs because it's a shit ghost story.
Okay.
But here we go. So.
All right. Set the light in correctly. Put the torch under your, see if you thought about it. Mm.
It's Japan. We're in Japan.
It's Japan.
And there's a lady who is, her family, her entire family is sick. Her mum and her dad and her brother are all sick and they're at the hospital.
Well, they got.
I feel like I've heard this before.
It's not a bit. This is the ghost story.
Maybe this is, sounds like the start to our fucking scary escape room.
Yeah.
And they all
what do they got?
Dead.
What do they got?
I don't know. They got
Hep C.
Diarrhea. They got E. coli.
That's a symptom.
So she's going to the hospital to visit them over the course of a week, but there's been new nurses coming through. And so she doesn't recognize any of the nurses, you know, from the first week to the second week. And this nurse, she's walking towards the family's room to visit them. And a nurse comes out of the room and she sees a nurse. And she goes, oh, I don't recognize that lady. She goes and says to her family, it's like, new nurse. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This hospital's been closed for 40 years.
Sam, what are you talking about? There's no one was here. It's like, oh, I swear I saw someone. Doesn't matter. Huh. And then there's an old lady in the same room as them who's also sick, you know, and they have different beds and that sort of thing. And she was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I see things too. Gives everyone a piece of candy because she's weird and old.
This nurse is Japanese. This patient's Japanese, is she?
What?
You said Japanese?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I see things too.
And
Japanese Australian.
Yeah. So she comes back the next day to visit them again.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees the same nurse come out of the room. She's walking towards her way. She goes, that's that nurse that they said didn't fucking exist yesterday. They didn't see her. But she's got the old lady in there hand in hand. And she's like, oh, that's strange. And they walk off somewhere. And she goes in the room and she goes, that was that nurse who just went with the old lady. That's the one I was talking about yesterday that I saw. And they're like, what are you talking about? She, the old lady, walked out by herself.
Oh,
and she's
God,
like,
no.
She's like, what?
She, the old lady, walked out by herself.
Yeah, the old lady. So,
the old lady. Of
the old lady.
The other patient old lady from that bed there. That
she,
lady.
The old lady, walked out by herself.
The old lady, the singular of whom you speak, who whence came from this room, left of her own accord
upon
by
herself,
singular.
Alone.
The girl. She goes, well, that's weird and that's odd. Something's off. I'm going to go and chase them down and
yes,
try and work out what's going on.
So you should, girl.
And so she's running towards, she sees them going towards the elevator and she's running. She's calling out to them, yelling out to them, but they're not turning around or responding.
And
so no one can hear her. And she does eventually catch them right as they get to the elevator. The old woman and the nurse get inside the elevator. And she goes in, she grabs the old woman on the hand and says, hey, are you okay?
Because
something's off. And the nurse presses a button and then disappears, fades away.
The nurse that wasn't there.
That no one can see. Presses a button and disappears.
Oh my god!
And just like, or she fade away. Or
she fade
like,
away.
Like this, like
fade away.
The smoke.
Exactly like that. And the old ladies can't remember what's going on. She's she's the old lady.
From the bed.
Yeah.
From the bed.
Who's now
doesn't really know what's going on. She's like, oh, I don't know. I was just walking. I'm sorry. And then she's like, okay. And then the main protagonist of our piece, looks
Susie
at the button that's been pressed, and it was B2, which she later finds out was the morgue. That's the whole story.
Oh,
what a shitty ending.
The
goes
nurse
through.
Is dead, and she was from the morgue.
I guess so.
Or it's the spirit of the morgue.
Or is it the death taking this old lady to the morgue? It's just shit.
Was there a particularly bright light in the elevator?
I don't know. I just heard this.
The spirit of the morgue. I like it. If you start with, I'm going to tell you a story of the spirit of the morgue.
In the spirit of the morgue.
This is the
spirit of the morgue. Yeah, in the spirit of the morgue.
In the spirit of the morgue.
A dead lady in the morgue.
And walking to the morgue. And in the elevator. Press a button and disappear.
Hey, it's GMAT here. And don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community-supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.